I wouldn't know. Yeah, chick, chick, chick. I don't know.
And if you want to dress the horses that he's jumping, can you say, I want to
dress them?
Have you ever heard the word harness?
Harness, yeah. Go to harness. I want to dress the horses.
What run to the get of a horse to the ground?
The rain.
And how about the things that you can see in the
ground? There.
What do you the horse on the left is
called
what? Kind of
guy. The lead horse.
And what was he if something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little
bit far.
Okay.
A little bit over. Rest?
Well, if you weren't going to rest, then you were talking with someone, you might say you had two bombs to put, you might say that you had a good dog. Instead of saying you might just had a short way to go with your dog, you might say you had a
A little bit to go before.
Well,
a little farther to go.
You had a lot further to go.
Alright. A long way to go.
Alright. If something is very common, you don't have to look for a special place. You can say that
a big spot.
Just about.
Can you? And it's just about.
Or, there wasn't a special place.
Anywhere.
Okay.
Clear.
What do you call the things that make you smile?
Rose? Yeah.
What would you call it?
Fur. A fur.
If we raised a big crop, you might say you have a good yield, or we raised
a big crop.
Cut them down to make a road through the wood to a logging camp. You'd say cut down the trees and the brush and to make a way to a logging camp. You'd say we just
cleared.
What would you call the second cutting of clover or grass? The old dry dead grass is left over.
I would just call it second cutting.
And how about when wheat is tied up, you say it's tied up to
the bale?
And how about when bundles or sheaves of wheat are piled together, you say
that's I can't. I don't know.
Stuff?
40 bushels.
Separate the grain from the rest of it.